Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now here's your host, Michelle Bond.
Welcome to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on WBLQ AM 1230, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York, and TransformationTalkRadio.com, just to name a few of the places we are distributed. I have got a show for you today. I'm so excited. We're going to be talking about food for your pet. Now, I am the wholeness coach who shines a light on what you put on into your body, and it's important to put good food into our bodies, but it's also important for our pets to eat healthy as well. And there's been a lot of new information that's come out about the processed foods that we have been giving our pets. You know, I love animals. I used to own an animal hospital. I owned and operated an animal hospital for 17 years there in sunny California. And I've had a few pets of my own. At one time, I had two cats and two dogs. It seems like I've always owned four animals all at once. And then one of the dogs passed away. And then I ended up adopting a stray cat that I found in Arizona that was out running around in the desert there. So I ended up with three cats and one dog. And sometimes I guess it'd be a little much, especially as they start to age and they get illnesses. And then every single one of them is on a different diet and they all want to be fed at different times. It was just crazy. I mean, it's how do you keep the animals from eating each other's food, you know, and especially when they're on special diets for special illnesses that they have, it's very important that they don't eat the wrong food. So that was tricky, but it was a lot of fun. And so now I have only one pet, and her name is Durga, and she's a 5-pound Yorkshire Terrier who is the mascot for the show. And Durga means the great destroyer as well as the great protector. And let me just tell you, when she was a puppy, I had totally forgotten having all these geriatric and older animals. I got Durga after everyone passed away. The other ones passed away pretty much. And I've forgotten how much work little puppies can be, especially these itty-bitty ones. Now, when I got her, she was only 1.5 pounds, if you can imagine that. But she was into everything. And then peeing on the hour, every hour. So you just had to make sure you scooped her up every hour and stuck her outside. Otherwise, you're running around with Nature's Miracle and a rag behind her, cleaning up all the time. So that's why she got the name the Great Destroyer, because she kind of turned the world upside down. But she is the sweetest little thing now. She's, you know, through, we had to get some training and everything, which is fine. That's what you should do with the dogs. And, you know, these little critters, people like to think because they're so little that they're not really like regular dogs. But believe me, they are. And they need to be exercised. And what people like to do with these itty bitty ones is they like to dress them up in little outfits, which is fine. You know, they do them with big dogs, too. But and I've been guilty of doing that myself sometimes, except the dog hates it. But anyway, it's kind of fun to watch her. She's kind of cute. But and then they carry them around and don't let them exercise and don't let them walk. Well, they need to walk. You need to walk little itty-bitty dogs just like you have to walk the big ones. Because if you don't, then you're going to end up with behavioral problems in a real handful. So I do that. Now, we just got through going for a walk. We went down to, because the sun's out today. It's been raining the past few days and storming up a storm, my goodness. So we had the sun come out today. So I took advantage of that and took Durga down to the sound there. And there's a marina near where I live. And so I just love it there. The water's all fresh and the air's fresh and it's just beautiful. And I love to gaze in the water there because you see all kinds of little critters in the water. And there was starfish, The starfish here are huge. I'm in Seattle. The starfish are huge. I swear to God, they must be 24 inches, 2 feet long. It's crazy. And then there's all assortment of crabs, all different kinds. And then something that I think is very unusual, it's a jellyfish that they call a scrambled egg jellyfish. And there's a little baby one in the water there. But these jellyfish can get to be huge among us. And I remember when my husband and I first came up here to visit, and we walked the same area that I just did. And I'm looking in the water, and we saw this. It was a jellyfish. This thing must have been 3 to 4 feet wide. And it looked like, you know, when you go to poach an egg and you put it in the simmering water there, and it first hits the water and it's got all that lacy, the white, it gets all that lacy look to it and everything. That's what these things look like. They can get to be huge. And then they just gracefully swim through the water, and their little tentacle, they're long. Their tentacles can be, like, I swear, I think about 6 to 10 feet long. And it's not something, I mean, it's something you want to look at. It's not something you want to get tangled up, you know, if you're in the water there. I was like, thank God I'm on land, because I would hate to get tangled up in this thing. Would not be pretty. But, I mean, I'm just amazed at all the animals that we have around here. And then the wildlife in Seattle, where I live, is just crazy. We have a yard, and we get all kinds of birds. Stella jays, robins, hummingbirds, and then these little itty-bitty birds. I have no idea what kind they are, but they are about the same size as a hummingbird, except they don't have the long beak on them, and they don't, you know, fly as quickly. But they're just fun to watch, and I feed them. I feed these birds. We have suet out there, and then the Stella jays. We've got them trained with peanuts, and we used to only have three. Now we've got like six that have taken up residence in our yard, and it's fun to watch them. They just hang out and wait for me to give them peanuts. And then we've got squirrels running around. Now, when we first moved in last year, we had these three squirrels that had taken up residence in our yard, and one was called Mom because she was pregnant all the time. Then the other one we labeled Me because he would point to himself whenever he wanted a peanut. And then the other one called Skittish because he'd come up on the deck wanting a peanut, but the minute you went out there to give him one, he would run back and forth all over the place, just really hyper like that. But Mom would come up and take the peanut right out of your hand. And it was a lot of fun. Well, unfortunately, all three of them passed away. I don't know when, but over the wintertime, I guess they did. And three new ones took their place. So we have another new mom, and apparently Mom had the babies, and these are the babies. We have a new mom, and we have a new me. Does the same thing, points to himself when he wants a peanut. But instead of Skittish, we have Scratchy. This poor little squirrel just must be allergic to fleas or something. It's just constantly scratching itself, so we've named him Scratchy. But it's just so fun to watch the animals and feed the animals. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, is how to feed your pet nutritious foods. And we have got Will Post, who's the founder of Hound Grotto, which is a natural pet food company. And he's going to talk to us about food. Welcome, Will, how are you today?
Thank you very much. How are you?
Good, good. So, Will, what got you started? What made you decide to open up your own pet food company?
Well, I started Hound and Gata's Pet Foods 3 years ago, and basically I'm the guy who got fed up with the industry. I got just plain fed up with my dogs having to live on drugs for stomach issues, allergies. And I'm the guy who did something about it.
Okay, that's good. I like that. You know, I have the same issue because, like I said, I used to own an animal hospital.
Right.
And, And I learned a lot about food, but one of the things that in an animal hospital that you have a lot of are prescription diets for the pets, because you see a lot of pets with illnesses. So you prescribe different diets for the different illnesses. And I had the best, but it's all processed food. And I had the best processed food money could buy, you know, for my pet, thinking that I was giving her the best food available. And she ended up, now I've got issues. She's got issues with her digestion. She's allergic to proteins, and we've got a real mess on our hands. So you did something about it, and I'm doing something about it as well by having you on the show and getting the word out there to the people about what's really in the pet foods. Now, I don't know if you know this, Will, but back in the day, I know we'll be talking about the commercial pet food. But back in the day, when the prescription diets first came out, they developed a diet for kidney disease to help pets with kidney disease or dogs with kidney disease. It was called KD, and you still can get it today. But that food seems to have gone kind of astray. And we've got to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the commercial pet food industry and what you can do. So you're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on WBLQ, 1230 AM, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Any way you want it, it's the way you need it, any way you want it.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. We've got Well Post, founder of Hound and Gatos. I wasn't pronouncing it in the beginning correctly. It's Gatos. It means cat in Spanish. I did not know that. Will told me. Here, and we're talking about natural pet food. Now, Will, why don't you tell us something, what you know about the commercial pet food industry?
Well, it's pretty sorry. You were talking about the other brand a minute ago. But the problem with the the integrity of the kibble and the can that's on the market today is pretty bland. And it's filled with everything but premium meats. One of the brands that you did mention, you know, it's full of potatoes or it's full of green pea flour. It's full of generic liver. They don't name the liver. Wheat, corn, soy, and all that. But, you know, our product is 100% meat, and we don't add anything to it whatsoever. But the, like I said, the problem with today's kibble and wet food is everything bad in it is in the product, but they just don't put enough premium ingredient in that product.
Now, they do claim that, you know, it is fit for human consumption, but I guess you just don't want to eat it, huh?
Oh, well, I wouldn't eat it from those other brands. My my products come from restaurant-quality meats. We're no longer allowed to say human grade. They changed the rules on it, meaning that if it's considered human grade, it can't come from a human grade factory no more. They changed, the FDA changed that, and AFCO as well. But yeah, it's I would never eat it.
Okay. Now, there's five ways that diet can impact your pet's health, and so what are they?
Well, you know, allergies are a number one issue, and that's why I started my company, Howl & Gatto's. But, you know, I've always believed that a pet should never have to live a life of drugs. It just doesn't make sense. It seems like the barnyard cat is a lot healthier than our domesticated cats. And, you know, we're just filling up these products with everything but. I mean, even with the fast food industry, people don't realize that the rancid grease, that the used up grease is sold into the pet industry. And it's just wrong. And, you know, the diabetes and other issues, the IBD, the irritable bowel disease, it's just so rampant right now. And it all goes back to having a quality diet. And we look at animals in the wild, and they're a lot healthier than today's animals. And here we are almost 100 years later of commercial pet food, and our animals, our pets, our kids are sicker than ever. And so that's why I started Howl & Gatto's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my dog does suffer from IBD, and then she's also got lympha, something I can't even pronounce it, but where she's allergic to proteins, and it's a real battle. So what I have to cook for her, that's just the bottom line. And, you know, and so but since I've been cooking for her, it has cleared up a lot of her IBD, and it does clear up her lymph or whatever for a period of time. But what happens is that she gets used to one protein, and then her body starts making antibodies for it because it becomes allergic to it. And then I got to switch her to another protein. And the theory is that if you switch the food around, say, every 3 months, the protein source that you're feeding, say if you're feeding beef for 3 months and switch it over to like lamb or chicken or something for 3 months, then the antibodies for, it'll give the body a chance to get rid of the antibodies for the protein that the dog is allergic to, and then they can go back to eating that. Now, I have not found that to be the case. So I don't know what I'm going to do when I run out of animal protein. I guess I'll have to be looking at vegetable protein, but it's a serious thing. And so it is important what you feed your animals. And you made a good point there about the barnyard cat and the animals in the wild, being, more healthy. But we don't really know if they're in the wild or if they're suffering from a lot of these illnesses. They just kind of die. But they do have a better diet because they're getting the wild food that's out there, which is cleaner. It doesn't have this grease in it that you talked about. It doesn't have genetically engineered anything in it. You know, it's pure. And so it's good. And even the carnivore animals, they do get, even though they're carnivores, people think that they don't get any plant material, but they actually do, because when they kill the animal, it's usually a herbivore, they eat the whole animal, so they're eating the stomach of the animal they've killed, and that has vegetable or plant material in it, and that's how they get their plant material. So that's pretty interesting. Now, Will, there's five things that you say we need to know about pet food. What are they?
Well, it's important to have a premium diet. I mean, in my opinion, you need to feed your cat or dog 100% meat all the time. The dry kibble, if it's post-dated out forever, you know, it's like buying Honey Nut Cheerios. And if it's post-dated out 4 or 5 years, I mean, seriously, where's the real nutrition? And if you're feeding your pet dry kibble, you always need to add meat to the product. But, you know, it's like you were talking about the potatoes and the starches and everything. You've never seen a dog digging up in the garden the potatoes, or you've never seen a cat or dog grazing in wheat fields. And what we're doing is filling these products up there with everything but. And, you know, they were never created to eat carbs, basically. And mm-hmm. I hear what you're saying about the wild, but when an animal chases an animal down and eats out the stomach, it's probably a lot healthier than the processed foods today. And that's why it's very, very critical to watch the ingredients that you feed your pets, such as generic liver. If a company out there says just liver on it, it could be any kind of liver. And we don't do that. And we all know that the cow liver, the beef liver, the chicken liver, they have more hormones and antibiotics and drugs than any other type of meat out there. And so that's why I offer this premium product with a single source protein. And, you know, I'll be sure and glad to send you a case of the products when you're finished cooking for your dog.
What I'll probably do is take your
because it does work.
Stuff. Yeah, I'm sure it does. Yeah, and I appreciate that. And that's good. And you make a good point because the liver is where we hold our toxins.
So, yes.
Yeah, and so if the animal's been given a bunch of antibiotics or hormones, then guess what? That's getting all deposited. I mean, it is in the meat, but it's all getting really built up there in the liver. And then you turn right around and you give that toxic liver to your animal and expect it to be healthy. Well, you know,
well, the liver is considered the sewage tank of our bodies. And if we want to be well, we need to cleanse our liver as human beings. We need to cleanse our liver. And we're doing the same thing with our pets. And, you know, some of these brands out there, they just put the word generic liver on there. And guess what? Like I said, the cows and the chickens, they're the most inundated with all these drugs, and we're feeding daily this generic chicken or beef liver.
It's not good. And you made another good point about the carbs, about how animals don't seek carbs out, and they don't. And when my dog first started showing symptoms of her illnesses, I contacted, because your veterinarians, a lot of them don't really know that much about nutrition. You know, what they learn about nutrition is they learn from the pet food companies. And the pet food companies put a lot of money into educating veterinarians. So see how that turns out. But anyway, I contacted a university that was a vet school, well known, and they had a nutritional department for pets. And so I had them to develop a diet for me, for Durga. And it had, they had me given her a bunch of rice along with protein. And she wasn't getting any better. In fact, she was getting more and more episodes of her IBD and her lympho, whatever it is. And so then the vet wanted to give me a drug that calms her stomach, that keeps her from being nauseous. Well, I'm constantly feeding her food that's making her sick. Then I got to put her on a drug that keeps her from throwing up, you know.
Right.
That didn't make any sense, right? So then I did more research, and I found out that rice was the worst thing you could be giving the dog. And, you know, the carbs like that, especially if they've got the IBD, that is the worst thing you can be giving a dog. And here it came from this, you know, top authority is top vet school, their nutritional department telling
me
to do
that. Well, when was the last time you saw a cat in a rice paddy field, you know?
Right. So, yeah, it's just crazy. But the pet food is FDA regulated, isn't it, Will?
It is, absolutely.
Okay. So is that a bad thing?
Well, it's not a bad thing because I think our standards are higher. You know, now we're talking about how the USDA has approved chicken coming in from China for U.S. sales. I think that's terrible, but as for a manufacturer like Houndin Goddess Pet Foods, we have to adhere to the standards set by the FDA and 50 departments of agriculture, whereas foreign companies where it's produced, they don't necessarily have to adhere to it. And the standard right now is the USDA, the customs, they're only inspecting up to 1-3% of what comes into this country for pet food. And I just think it's really dangerous. And I think that, you know, because my pets, my two cats and my two dogs, they're my family, they're my life. Mm-hmm. And I think it's critical that when you buy pet food, it has to be from the United States.
I agree with you.
Because of the 50 departments of agriculture, the FDA, the USDA.
Mm-hmm. We have to take another quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk more about how to feed your pet nutritional foods. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. We're here with Will Post, founder of Hound and Gatto's Natural Pet Food Company, and we're talking about pet food and why it's important to feed your pets healthy food. And that leads me to the What the Bleep.
And now, the Michelle Bond's What the segment.
Okay, in keeping with the theme of the show today, the What the Bleep is going to be about the fillers that are in your pet's food. Will, what do you have to say about that?
Well, fillers are bad and ugly. And like I mentioned earlier, 100 years later, and our pets are sicker than ever, and it's just sad. But, you know, you want to avoid products out there that have these fillers, like a generic liver where it just says the word liver, corn and soy and wheat, even, you know, like I said earlier, the pea green flour. I mean, it's like, if I can give you a crazy example, go to your gas station, take your nozzle and fill up your car with 90% water, and then turn around and put in 10% fuel. And that's exactly what we're doing to our pets. And I know it's a crazy analogy, but what we're doing is filling these products up with 90-95% of carbs and bad stuff and recycled garbage. Yucky things. And what you need to be doing is buying a product out there that has 100% meat in there. We do not add any taste chemicals, you know, things to make it taste delicious and all that. It's strictly the cleanest, healthiest meat in the market. But like I said, you've never seen a dog digging up for potatoes, and you've never seen a cat in a rice paddy. And, you know, the reason why animals are so ill is because these products contain nothing but fillers to make it cheap, because the conglomerates out there, they truly have to worry about the bottom dollar. But being a smaller company, we can afford to go out there and offer the best ingredients we can. And so when you look at a product, you don't want any grains. You certainly don't want a generic liver. And, you know, you have to be careful with binders, you know, things that hold it together. It's like a meatloaf. You put in oatmeal sort of to bind that to make it firmer. But it's those binders that, in my opinion, is making these animals ill. And my goal was out there to go out there and start Hound and Gatto's and offer the best quality meats for my two cats and my two dogs.
Well, I agree with you there. Especially, you know, they're adding soy. I mean, soy's not even good for people, much less,
right,
you know, for animals. And they try to say, in fact, there is a pet food that's a diet, you know, a prescription diet on the market that is for animals with irritable bowel disease with stomach gastronomical intestinal disorders. And it's nothing but soy.
Right.
And soy. Yeah. And soy is like the worst food you can eat if you've got an upset stomach.
Right.
You know, its protein is not easily digestible. It causes a lot of bloating and gas, and it's highly, people are highly allergic to it, and so are pets. It's not a complete protein. It's not a healthy protein. And so, you know, it kills me because one of the other things that they suggested my dog eat was whitefish, tilapia, the recommended tilapia. And I was like, no way am I feeding my dog tilapia because it's farmed. Okay, it's a farmed fish. And it is given, as part of its feed, soy. And so if it's getting an incomplete protein, there's no way that that it is making in its body a complete protein that would be healthy for my dog.
Right.
So, yeah. But it was funny because instead of giving her tilapia, I gave her smelts because that's what I had. And well, she ate them all right. She thought, hey, this is kind of cool. But then she immediately turned around and threw them up. So that did not work so well. So what kind of foods do you have? What's the different flavors?
Well, I have 8 dog, 8 cat. I'm going to have 5 more coming this month, which will be a kangaroo. But I wanted to let you know another thing, too, is when you go and purchase a product, especially the canned lines, it must state it's a complete meal for all life stages, and that's what Hound and Goddess is. But the trickery out there is some of the brands out there are only considered treats or toppers, meaning they're not balanced, they're not complete meals, and the consumer goes out there and they spend $2.99 a can or $3.50 a can, and they're just considered treats or toppers. They're not complete meals. So I always suggest if you're going to buy a product, make sure it says complete meal on there. And the outrageous thing is they're usually 50 cents higher than the complete meals, and the consumer and the poor cat, poor dog, they're the ones who are going to suffer. But I have a salmon, beef, trout, lamb. I have a lamb, turkey, and salmon. And, of course, I have that in the cat line as well. But coming forward in the next 30 days, we'll have a kangaroo, a duck, a tripe, and a 13-ounce cat rabbit. And, of course, my rabbits for the dog and the cat, they are my number one world seller because they do work for the IBD dog and the cat.
Well, that's interesting because I've been wanting to put her on rabbit, but if you try to go to the store, grocery store, or a butcher shop or whatever and buy a rabbit, you have to buy the whole freaking rabbit, and I'm not going to sit there and debone, pick through the bones.
take
them all out. So, and your food does not have any bones in it, right?
Correct. And the great thing about my rabbit, and we sort of learned this the hard way years ago, but we have American rabbit, and it all is U.S. It's from the Midwest, but it's deboned rabbit, and which means the ash levels are extremely low, pretty much non-existent. But this rabbit has been sort of a miracle for the IBD animals.
That's good. Okay. Yeah, I want some of that. Okay.
I'm going to send it to you.
Okay, cool. Great. Thank you. So, yeah, so that's the thing, and this is what I want to talk about. Okay, there's a lot of hype out there about the raw food diet, and then they have the ground up bones in with that. Well, having owned an animal hospital, see, I'm getting all flustered here just thinking about it. Having owned an animal hospital, I've got to tell you something. Animals, yeah, they might eat bones in the wild, but the bones can pierce the stomach, the esophagus, and you don't hear about it happening in the wild because it's a wild animal and it's just going to die. But you can ask any veterinarian and they will tell you that they have had to perform surgery on an animal that's eaten a bone and has gotten a shard stuck in its stomach or something, or torn, had an esophagus torn or the stomach torn. So I would be staying away from these raw food diets. The other thing with the raw foods, and a lot of people don't agree with me on this, but they do, they can. You have to worry about salmonella. You have to worry about flukes. You can get meat flukes from food that's not cooked all the way through.
Right.
And so you get parasites and bacteria. And they still say, to handle this raw diet, to have it frozen, and to handle it very carefully. Well, if you have to handle it so darn carefully, then what the heck are you doing feeding it to your animal if it can be contaminated? Because they get sick from E. coli, Giardia, and they can get parasites, the flukes. They can get those too, just like humans can. And so I have a real issue with that. In fact, I tried to feed my dog that once, and she threw it up too, so that didn't work. Anyway, just because I thought, well, maybe there's something to it. Now, Will, tell everybody how they can get your food.
Well, I agree with you about the bones. And the greatest thing about bones, what you can do for your pets, It's really simple. Boil them and take that broth in the marrow and give it to your pets and throw the bones out. It's real simple. You can go to houndgattos.com. Gattos is spelled G-A-T-O-S.com. Or you can go to Facebook and look for houndgattos.com. We're going to be having some contests very soon. And, Michelle, I promise you I'm going to be sending you some American Rabbit very soon for your little Yorkie.
Great. I appreciate that. Well, we have to go. We have another. We have a philosophy tip that we do the last part of the show. I have enjoyed having you on the show. You're going to have to come back. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Michelle.
All right. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Find light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, you and I. We're like diamonds.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hi, this is Katina Macris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did, and advanced cell training has been a restorative, self-healing modality, bringing renewed health and energy to my life. Thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Bleier's cutting-edge healing approach at AdvancedCellTraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home at AdvancedCellTraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious to ignore.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Shine bright, and that leads us to the philosophy tip of the day.
And now, the Michelle Bonds philosophy tip of the day.
Okay, so the philosophy tip of the day does come to us from the St. Germain Foundation. Now, this is from the book, The I Am Discourses. This is book number 8, and it's The Great Divine Dictator, and this is what he's saying to us. All righty. So, apparently, I have lost my page. Okay, we'll go right here on this one. If you will do but one thing in an emergency, steel yourself and say, I am, I am, I am. You would release the power of your presence into action. Because remember, we're talking about your I am presence, your higher power, where that's coming from. Then and there, when you utter those words firmly like that, it is divinity announcing its power and action at your point in the universe where that is expressed. There are no words in the vocabulary of any language that will touch 1,000th part the power of those two words, I am. That is why we ask all, please, in all reference to your Godhead or to divinity, use the words I am or mighty I am presence. And so I guess this could be the reason why people have issues with, they don't like to say the word God. Some people call it Brahman, some people call it Amma, some people call it the universe energy, your higher power, whatever. People always feel uncomfortable whenever talking about their higher presence. And I think maybe that could be because we're not really sure what to call it. So if you call it your I am or your mighty I am presence, there you are. Do not go on using your old terminology or the things which you have known. They do not carry the same power as the words, I am, your mighty I am presence. Think of what it means in the vibratory action to say, my mighty I am presence. Its power is related into and through your body every time you say that. And if you say it with great firmness and determination, then that intensification of your presence and its energy, which beats your heart, is released into and through your body in action. So, now here's the other thing that the divine director has to say. Now, I ask you, dear ones, please use the terminology which we have given you, the words I am, as written in English today, have come down from the beginning of mankind's appearance upon the earth. So he's going to tell us where this came from, the I am, the words I am. In the Royal Teton, which is on your map known as the Grand Teton, there are the records of these civilizations, every one which has ever been on earth. And in every language which was used during those many civilizations, the words I am, as written in English today, are there, showing that those two words are the power of God. When mankind learns to use those words, as we do in any crisis, if the individual did not think of anything else just for a moment and would say, I am, I am, I am, it would release the powers of the presence into action and oftentimes perform a so-called miracle for him or her, then and there. That is the power of those two words. And there are no two words in the vocabulary of human experience which release the power that those two words release. The words God, divine mind, divinity, and all other terminology used to express the Godhead do not contain the power that those words I am do. That is the reason why Saint Germain has brought this use of the I am forth to mankind at this time. Because it is the power which sets them free. Why? Because it is their own life. Your mighty I am presence, your individualized presence of God, which beats your heart, is your life. And your life contains everything which is for your perfection. Beloved ones, in that stream of light and energy from your presence is everything required for the perfection of you and your world. And it is without limit. Only as you have felt limitation from the appearance world have you limited yourself. It is not the presence who has limited you. Today, you are in a position in this understanding of your presence to set yourselves free in a comparatively short time. He goes on to say, now for manifestation, which we all want to know about manifestation. Beloved ones, suppose your outer need is great. So long as your attention is on it, how can it be dissolved? So what you put your attention on is what you're going to manifest. And you've heard that. Everybody's heard that over and over again, but it is law and it's true. That is what is the matter. Your attention has been too much on the condition instead of the presence which dissolves it. So as you become aware of that, just as if you broke the chain, say, Mighty I Am Presence, I am not going to get in the way anymore. Everything is in your hands. So we've been talking about stepping out of the way and letting your Mighty I Am Presence come in and take over. And if you do that, if it is one whom you want to help, say, and this would be for another person, Mighty I Am Presence, take command of that mind and body and his or her world. Produce your perfection and hold your dominion. Sweep your mighty currents in and through that body and out into the world of that individual. See that one does the right and perfect thing for his or her success and accomplishment. So you're talking from your I Am Presence to the other person's I Am Presence, and you're not having to go in there and nag the person or tell them what they're doing wrong or anything. And you're asking for the higher good to come through for that other person. So that's okay. If you want to help somebody, that's the way to do it. Don't nag them. Don't get all over them. Just talk to their higher power, their I Am Presence. Don't yield to appearances, loved ones. They have no power except what you give them. And as you come to realize and feel the fullness of the authority and power which is yours, you will find that not a single thing stands in your way. Not a single delay will come in your application for the results which you require. So there you go. Let the I Am Presence come through. Now you know where the name the I Am Presence came from, what it is, and what it's all about. So go out there into the world and manifest your dreams. And if you'd like some information about me and the Bond Method, you can go to my website, themichellebondshow.com, or you can email me at M as in Michelle, B as in Bond, at themichellebondshow.com. I'm also on Facebook, and if you like the page on Facebook, then you get updates from the show and whatever else I put up there, and it might be, I don't know, I might start doing some recipes and things. It might be really fun. So to find me on Facebook, you go to facebook.com/Michelle Bond Show. You leave off the V. It's just facebook.com/Michelle Bond Show, and you can find me there on Facebook. So I want to thank you guys so much for listening. It's been a pleasure, and I look forward to seeing you next Tuesday. I wish you all many blessings and a very prosperous week.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenge. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Visit themichellebondshow.com for more information. Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge
and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with Wholeness Coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity. Clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.